or one of us are
the other.
Or if you and another man are coming to see me, again using pronouns, you could just say that and.
He and I.
Or let's say if you go knocking on somebody's door and they call out, well, who's that? Again, just using maybe a pronoun, you would respond, it's just
I.
Is that
You're
what you
supposed
would
to say? It's just I. I know that's proper, but I say it's me.
Yeah, that's natural for me too. I can't bring myself to say it's I. Or what about if a man is knocking at the door, you know who it is. You don't use his name, just a pronoun. You say, oh, that's just
he.
But
I say that's
say?
Him.
Say, okay, uh-huh. Me too. And what about if it's a woman? You'd say
it's her.
And if it's two people or more, you'd say, oh, that's just
them.
Okay. Let's say comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as
I. Mm-hmm.
Or the other way around, you might say, I'm not as tall as
he. I do that properly.
Mm-hmm. Whatever properly.
Yeah.
Comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than
I can.
And if let's say a man had been running for 3 miles or so, and he couldn't, 3 miles was as much as he could do. He would say that 3 miles is the
limit.
Talking about possessives, again, pronouns. If something belongs to me, I say that's
mine.
Mm-hmm. If it belongs to you, I would say that's
yours.
Mm-hmm. And if it belongs to him, I'd say that's
his.
And to her,
hers.
And to them,
theirs.
What about if several people own something together, collectively, and you wanted to know if they own this particular thing, what would you ask them? You might say, well, is that
yours?
Say yours. Mm.
Y'all's.
Y'all's? Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you ever heard that in another form? Maybe, is that y'all's?
Y'all's.
You ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard it, but not much. Usually it's just, is that y'all's?
Yeah. What about if I had been to a party and you didn't get to go, and you wanted to know about everybody that was there? You would ask me
who all was there.
And if I had gone to church and you didn't get to go one Sunday, and you wanted to know what the preacher had to say, everything he said, you'd ask me what.
What all did he say?
Let's say if nobody else will look after them, you might say they've got to look after
themselves.
Or if nobody else will do it for him, he's got to do it
himself.
Tell me about some different types of bread that you know about.
Loaf bread that comes buying a loaf from the store. My husband calls it white bread.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had a loaf of bread, and then there's hard rolls, and brown and served rolls, and bread, rye bread, wheat bread, pumpernickel, not much around here though, I don't like it much, black bread, I've made salad bread, cornbread, we eat cornbread a lot, muffins, and cornbread in the skillet. And yeast rolls, I make them every once in a while and have luck sometimes and not luck other times. Let's see, what other kind of bread I make?
What about these things you might have for breakfast? Cut them and butter them,
English muffins?
Muffins or...
Cinnamon rolls sometimes, you know.
Sometimes you can buy these things with the dough already prepared, you know.
Oh.
Cubes.
Yeah.